Plymouth will kick off. And this will be perhaps the largest kickoff man ever. Carlos Carrillo, who's a defensive lineman, 6'2", 320, set to kick off. Tigers at two men deep. It's a bouncing kick down the field. Bradford will fall on it at the Tiger 25-yard line. Jack had it kind of there on his fingertips, and it just kind of sat there for a second. He did the right thing by falling on it.
It's like he's playing shortstop. And I don't know if Harrison Meavis is listening, but if he is, Plymouth's kickers.
Yeah.
He's the thicker kicker.
He's thicker than you, Harrison.
He is, definitely.
He's thicker than you. And I didn't know that we'd ever find somebody like that in our lives, but we surely did.
We've located him tonight in Plymouth, Indiana.
He's a good kicker, too, by the way.
Yeah.
If you get him close enough, he can make a 45-yard field goal. First and 10 from the 25. Up the middle. Shank runs over a man, runs over another. He's got 9 yards out to the 34-yard line. And the coaches from Plymouth are being warned. One of them saw something that he didn't like at all, and he is screaming at the official, and the official just is pleading with him to stay back.
And the official has a nice silver-white beard similar to like a ZZ Top look.
Yes, he
does.
Which
is excellent. I love it.
Shank for 9 yards. Second down and one. Out the Tiger 34. And flags fly, and somebody lined up offsides. It's Warsaw, so that'll back them up. It'll be second down and six instead of second down and one. Warsaw with their third penalty of the game. 21-0 Tigers. Warsaw trying to get to 3-1 in the conference and 4-2 overall. Great to have you with us on what is a beautiful night for football. Or doing about anything outside. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Brock will keep it. Oh, and he got tackled by his own guy. Dalen Fitzpatrick tackles him at the 30-yard line after a gain of one, and it will be third down and five coming up for the Tigers.
And that's unfortunate because I think he had some room to run.
He did. He would have got the first down at least.
Yeah.
And somehow they get, somehow they give him to the 31-yard line. It's a gain of two. It sets up third down and four.
Yeah, I think their feet just got tangled up somehow.
Yeah, Dalen ran right into the back of it. Third down and four. Ball still in the near hash mark. Brock, tight formation here for the Tigers. Option play up the middle. Shank, he'll dive forward. And he'll come up just short of the first down. Just inside the 35-yard line. He had to get right to the 35. So that'll set up fourth down and about a foot and a half. And the Tigers don't even flinch.
Nope. I'd assume something up the middle here.
Quarterback sneak. Never a bad play. We haven't seen that a lot. Plymouth starting to crowd the middle. Brock started to go under center. Now he stands up. Might be changing the play. And Plymouth jumped off sides.
Yep.
Somebody tried to jump the snap count, and somebody got a little anxious. And that's going to give Warsaw a first down by penalty, the second time they've had that happen for them tonight. And that'll be the ball out past the 39-yard line.
And that was one of those situations where he tried to guess, and he guessed wrong.
Yes. And those are the ones that drive the coaches the most crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that guy was right. I mean, he's looking right at the ball. 9:26 left to play here in the third. Warsaw leading Plymouth 21-0 with the ball at their own 39-yard line, first down and 10. Brock with Shank behind him. Hands off to Shank up the middle, and he'll get past the 40 to the 42. Gain of, call it three on the play. Coffin on the stop for Plymouth. Brady came in, tied for the team lead in assisted tackles with 26. Second down coming up for the Tigers. 21-point lead and the football. Operating from just outside their 42. Again, it's Schenk behind Brock. And they'll give it up the middle to Schenk, and he's across the 45. They'll give him to the 47-yard line. Gain of about 5 on the play. It's third down and 2 coming up for the Tigers.
And we've seen a handful of these quote-unquote body blows here on this drive. Let's see if maybe they go for a chunk play here.
Well, the wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. And you've got Grady Nelson in as a tight end. And he's on that right side. Logan Carl off to the right with single coverage. Third down. And it's Brock keeping it. He'll turn upfield. He's got the first down to the near side, to the 50, and down to the Plymouth 45-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. First down, Warsaw. 7:56 left to play in the third with the Tigers up 21-0.
And that's a good decision there by QB just to hold on to the ball, get the yards he's going to get, not trying to make more of it and risk putting the ball on the turf.
I think – I won't say that that's there every time, but that's there a lot if Warsaw wants to keep running that play. Brock in the offense, still working on the near hash mark. Everybody in tight again on this play. First and 10 for the Plymouth 45. Option play, Brock's going to throw it. Lobbing out in the flat, got a man wide open. It's Parker, sweet at the 30, 20. He's to the 15, to the 10, and he's in! Touchdown! They ran the wheel route, and it was beautifully executed that time. A 45-yard touchdown pass from Brock to Sweet, and it was Sweet. And the Tigers are in the end zone again.
I see what you did there. That was a great pass, great touch, very accurate. Parker just ran under that ball and nobody in front of him, and that's a great – there's one of those chunk plays that I was just talking about, except it was through the air, not on the ground, that most of us thought it would be. But I think if the most the best thing I saw on that pass was Quentin's accuracy there, just laying the ball right there for Parker to catch.
Perfect. Yep. In stride. Conley now for the point after. High snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-0 Warsaw. 7:22 left to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Two touchdown passes for Quentin Brock in this game. He had one through four games coming into tonight. Warsaw leads 28-0 at Plymouth with 7:22 left to play here in the third quarter. Munoz Bermudez to kick off for the Tigers from the 40. And he'll run out. Oh, no, check out. It's Whitaker, and Whitaker will drive it down the field, and it's caught on the fly at the 35-yard line by Plymouth. That's where they take over. They're going to put it actually down at 36, first down and 10 Rockies. 7:21 left to go here in the third quarter, and Warsaw leads by 28.
Let's see if our defense can continue its stellar play so far.
Well, they've been effective, for sure.
Absolutely.
And let's see if Plymouth abandons the run and starts throwing it every down. Shively and company go to work. Hollum stands behind him. First down and 10 from the 36. Shively sends a man in motion. Hands off up the middle. And it's Finn Hollum. And he's got good running room across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. So the answer to that is an emphatic no.
They are not going to abandon the run.
No, they're not. Warsaw with two interceptions. Flores Ortega on a throw over the middle. That I didn't say it at the time. I was thinking it in my head. I'll tell you what I was thinking of when I saw him pick that off. You'll appreciate it. I know you will. Shively hands off to Hollum. Dances to the left. Gets across the 45-yard line. He did not get the first down. So he got 3 yards. And it's third down and 1. When he picked off that pass,
yeah.
I said, oh, my gosh, that is a Cohen Heady interception. That's how Cohen used to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Laying in the weeds there, waiting for them to throw the ball, and then all of a sudden he jumps up and snags it.
Very accurate.
Third down and 1. Shively standing at his 41-yard line, Hollum to his left. Gibbons, the halfback, moves to the left, and they run up the middle, and Shively's got the first down. Out past the 45-yard line to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards and a first down for the Rockies. 6:07, clock stops while they move the chains. 28-0 Warsaw. Tigers on the verge of their fourth win in six games this season. They'll be 3-1 in the league.
And you just wonder, I don't see a whole lot of urgency out of Plymouth's offense right now. I think a lot of that may be just the trying to keep that score.
Well, they may be just wanting to make sure. They want to get something on the board. Right. And they fake the reverse, and Shively will dive forward across the 50-yard line into Tiger territory to the 46-yard line. That would be a gain of 6 yards and a first down carry for the Plymouth quarterback. Came into the game with 413 yards rushing.
But if you didn't see the score and you're just watching the game, you wouldn't think it's 28-0 now.
No, you would not.
No.
No. Two wideouts right, one left. And a play action fake and a quick throw to the near side, incomplete. They were trying for the quick throw out to Fernando out here to the right with two blockers out in front of him, and the pass missed the mark badly, and it's third down and four coming up for the Rockies, who have the hardest part of their season still to go. They still got to play Concord, Mishawaka, and Northwood. But this is not going to get easier. They've enjoyed some success so far. Now they're facing third down and four, down by 28 from the Tiger 46. Shively fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, dives forward. How far did he get? Looks like he got the first down. He did. Villa tripped him up, and then Stouffer fell on top of him, but not before he got 5 yards to the 41-yard line. It's first down, Rockies.
Just a slow, methodical drive here.
Yes. They are moving quickly to the line of scrimmage with 4:55 left to play in the third quarter, and Warsaw leading 28-0. Shively will hand off up the middle to Hollum, and he'll get behind a couple of blockers and get inside the 42, almost the 39-yard line. Give him a yard officially on the carry. Nelson on the stop for the Tigers, second down and about 8.5. By the way, somebody asked me, how do you know how many yards it is? It's very simple. If you don't get to the next yard, then you don't get credit for that yard.
It's accurate.
So 6.5 is only 6. Shively takes a snap, quick throw far near side. Fernando, he'll be wrestled to the ground inside the 35-yard line. Go down at the 32-yard line. Gain of about 8. And we'll set up third and short here for Plymouth. Trailing Warsaw 28-0.
And again, in no hurry at all.
Mm-mm. No. Nope, this is about them. They are trying to put a drive together. They're not trying to get back into this game. Fernando goes in motion. They run up the middle with Shively. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be very close to the first down. I think he got it where they put the ball down. He did get the first down. Gain of 2 on the play. First down, Rockies. They continue to move the ball down to 3:30 left to play here in the third quarter.
What do they call that? Matriculating the ball down the field?
Yes.
That's exactly what they're doing right now.
Hank Stram. The old Washington Redskins coach. Shively. Hollum to his right. And they're going to pitch it to Hollum, trying to get around the corner. And Warsaw stuffs it out. Ethan Sinclair came flying in from the corner and makes the tackle, and a violent one at that. It's a gain of 1 yard for Hollum, and he paid a price for it.
He sure did. And that's a great job of trusting your eyes, reading, reacting, and coming up and making a solid tackle there.
We got some guys that are fast on this defense. Not the biggest guys, but they run quick. Second down and 9. Hollum behind Shively. They hand off up to him, and he's got a little bit of room. He'll get across the 25. Down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Gain of 6. Third down and about 3 coming up here for Plymouth. The clock goes down under 2.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. This is just the second possession of this period. Warsaw went 75 yards in 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go up 28-0. And this is the possession that ensued, a possession that started at the 36-yard line. Warsaw needs to make a play here to get off the field on third and short. Shively takes the snap, runs forward, got the first down and more, got inside the 20-yard line. He's down to the 15-yard line. 9 more yards for the Plymouth quarterback. First down, Rockies. They had 7 at halftime, and they have 4 on this drive.
And I'm starting to see some hands on hips from the Tiger defenders. This has been a long drive.
Yes, it has been. Shively with Hollum to his left. Takes the snap. He'll hand off up the middle. Hollum with some room inside the 10. Grady Nelson brings him down at the 8-yard line. 7 more yards. The Tiger defense starting to run a little thin here.
Yep.
Earlier today, the Cubs, big winners over the Cardinals. Their magic number to be the home team with the home field advantage for their series with the Padres, down to 1. Padres lose tonight. Cubs wrap it up. From the 8. And they hand off to Hollum. And he dances through the hole inside the 5, down to the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Rockies. An 8-yard run for Finn Hollum. And Plymouth is on the board with 1:04 to go in the third quarter.
And again, just a methodical drive there by Plymouth. And you're right. I think they're, you know, I don't think they have any bones about, you know, thinking that they're going to come out on top here. But maybe just, you know, working on stuff. Saw a lot of the same running plays. But good drive there by Plymouth.
And the kick is up, and it is good. 28-7, Warsaw. 1:04 left to go, third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you. Steve Scott back at the radio station. Scott Smith is here with us doing stats at the Rock Pile. Plymouth breaks through and gets on the board. 8-yard run by Finn Hollum. For Finn, that is his 7th rushing touchdown of the season. The second in as many weeks. It's 28-7 Tigers, 1:04 left. And now it'll be Carlos Carrillo to kick off for Plymouth at the 40-yard line. And the Tigers don't have a hands team in there, but they've got a lot of guys that handle the ball up in the front. Expecting chicanery. Although I don't know if we'll see that from Adam Hanley, because nothing about that particular drive we just saw had anything really fancy to it. There's the run up and the kick, and it's going to bounce down the field, and Bradford's going to bobble it. It's loose, and Bradford got on it at the 32-yard line. That's twice that Jack's had the ball skid off his hands, but he was able to get on it both times. Warsaw takes over with 1:01 left to play in the third quarter. The Tigers in the lead, 28-7.
And I would assume on this drive, a lot of runs, probably a lot of Michael Schenck up the middle. We can, in essence, kind of salt this game away here on this drive.
Yes. Here comes the offense on the field. Christian Cullors was on the depth chart as the starting center this week, but it didn't take very long before Zach Reniker was in the game. Quentin Brock and company go to work. First down and 10 for their 31, up by 21. Brock under center takes the snap, and he will keep it and turn upfield, and he'll be hit at the 34 and go down at the 35. Quentin a little slow to get up. He kind of got bent over in the pile, but he gets 4 yards, and it will be second down and 6. Perhaps the next play is the final play of the third quarter in a game that feels like it's just been cruising by at lightning speed.
You're not wrong.
Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation as Warsaw heads north. Second down and 6. Quentin under center. And he will hand off to Duncan. And Duncan will jump over a defender and get across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Gain of about 2 on the play, and it sets up 3rd down and 3. And that's going to do it for quarter three. Warsaw 28, Plymouth 7. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.